Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, April 20th. A large fire training exercise continues this weekend in Sabal Beach. Northern Bruce Peninsula Fire Chief Jack Burt says over 100 firefighters from all over Bruce County are taking part, including municipal, First Nations, and Bruce Power firefighters. They have a number of courses lined up for this weekend, including a hazmat awareness and operations course, a live fire trailer from the Ontario Fire Marshal, and an incident safety officer course.
It gives us the ability to bring firefighters from across the county together, train together, to work together, and to have some shared experiences so when we have mutual aid calls into other people's municipalities, we've worked together previously.
The training will be held at the Sauble Speedway. Over $21,000 has been raised through the Bayshore Broadcasting Radiothon to support YMCA Camp Presqu'île. The radiothon was held yesterday with the Rotary Club of Owen Sound on hand to help answer the phones and take donations. The 12-hour event raised funds to help with the kitchen renovation at the camp. Located northwest of Owen Sound, Camp Presqu'île covers 14 acres of the Georgian Bay shoreline, and the Owen Sound Rotary, in partnership with the YMCA Owen Sound Grey Bruce, has provided overnight summer camp to youth ages 6 to 16 for close to 100 years. On to national news. The Ontario government says it's taking swift action against a chemical plant following a spike in benzene readings and after members of the Mjindun First Nation fell ill and were hospitalized. According to media reports, while the chief of the community says the government needs to shut down the Sarnia area plant immediately and hinted at potential legal action, the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks issued a provincial order on Thursday against the plant in question. A report says since 2023, the company has unsuccessfully attempted to address the discharge of benzene into the air. A day after a Montreal-area police officer fired at a suspect in a stolen vehicle, senior officers were telling parliamentarians organized crime groups are recruiting people as young as 15 in the city to steal cars so they can be shipped overseas. According to media reports, a commander with the Montreal-area police say in some cases the youth are tortured if things go wrong. While the car thieves are the ones police are trying to target, they are really hoping to catch the exporters who are responsible for shipping the stolen vehicles overseas. Nova Scotia's Justice Minister is resigning after not believing domestic violence was an epidemic in the province. According to media reports, Brad John's resignation from the cabinet comes one day after the comments were made, with Premier Tim Houston saying domestic violence is an issue the provincial government takes very seriously. John's comments were made on Thursday while responding to a reporter's question on the fourth anniversary of the rampage when a gunman killed 22 people after first attacking his spouse. And Meta has now integrated AI into Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Messenger in Canada, but the new feature can't be turned off. According to media reports, in a statement on Thursday, Meta says AI can be used to get things done, learn, create, and connect, and is now available in 13 countries, including Canada. The AI tech will help with things including recommendations to a restaurant or explain a subject to a student, as well as generate images based on text prompts. There are reports, however, that Meta AI chatbot inserted itself into a conversation in a private Facebook group, claiming it had a child in the same city. In sports, in the PJHL North Conference yesterday, Hanover beat Alliston 4-1 in Game 5 of the series. In the OHL playoffs, Saginaw beat the Sioux 3-2 in Game 5 as well, and in the MLB, the Jays beat San Diego 5-1. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.